Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hello and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might also be listening at Kamloops at CFBX or online at, I'm totally drawing a blank right now, CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network, all over the place. And you can find me, my website, spiritualshow.com. So today we are joined by Venus Andrecht. She is the host of the Dear Venus Show on Contact Talk Radio on Tuesday afternoons. And she is one of my favorite guests. I've had her on a couple times and it's been a while, and she's just a lot of fun. She can tell you exactly what she does. But if you want to get on the air and call in for a little mini reading, the number is 604-822-2487. Hi, Venus. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. So for people who haven't heard you before, can you give us a little clarification on the clarifying counselor thing that you do?
Okay. I'm going to try. Well, I've been doing this work for many years. I didn't know it. I'm a born medium, and I'm also clairvoyant, all the clairs, and I'm a telepath. So I can know what people are thinking and feeling, although I don't do this all the time. When people find this out, they go, oh, my God, and they want to run, you know. But I don't try and do it unless I'm doing the work, let's say, because you don't want to be in everybody's head.
Mm-mm.
It's all pretty much the same. A lot of times it's not very interesting. But anyway, what I do is, through the years, I was in training, let's say. I didn't know it. I went to all kinds of psychics and mediums and classes, and just for fun, I enjoyed it. I started it when I was maybe, and through the years I sort of worked into this. And what that means as a clarifying counselor, it means I look at people and their problems, dead or alive, and I'm able to stand back and look at it more clearly than you can. Right up against our own problems, are they easy to see or figure out? No, for most of us. So I can do that, and then I can go into the people involved and tell you what they're thinking or feeling, and also make things happen. I work with a lot of good energy from the universe to bring it through to help hopefully change things for the better.
And you,
how's that?
That's wonderful. And you also do mojos.
Oh, yes. Well, that's the good energy. Now, my mom taught me to do those many years ago. I'm the oldest of six children, and, we always had crisis and chaos going on, and I want a boyfriend, or I don't have a boyfriend, or I have pimples, or whatever. And finally, Mom would say, oh, you need a mojo. And my mom was a very beautiful woman. She looked like a movie star, but never acted or dressed like it. But she would look at us. I remember she'd be sitting down, and we'd be looking at her, and all of a sudden, she'd jump up off her chair, and she'd start yelling, mojo, 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 throwing her arms in the air, throwing her legs, hopping around, throwing them. We'd get a boyfriend, or the pimples would go away, or whatever it would be would come about. So I just learned to do it from her, and then after I started doing this work a lot, I started doing that. It just sort of happened by accident. I would want to help people, and all of a sudden I found myself bringing through energies and making a lot of noise and saying things, and then people would often say, oh my gosh, I can feel that, or I've got goose pimples, or I'm just buzzing all over, or what did you do? And I started to think, well, what's that all about? And then they would often tell me, yeah, that things have changed. Not always, but an awful lot. I've got a lot of testimonials.
Well, Venus, I have to say, you did. I called you the other day on your show on Contact Talk Radio because I was contemplating reuniting with someone from the past, and I wanted you to do a little reading, so thank you for that. And I have to say, I've had psychics on the show before, and I'm always a little bit skeptical, but everything you said about him was so bang on. And like I said on your show, I'm really glad I didn't give his name, because you shared some
very private details that were not so becoming.
Yeah, right.
But very accurate.
That's weird, huh?
But you did a love mojo on me, and it's interesting that lately the men that I've been coming in contact with are actually getting angry at me if I don't want to be with them. Like,
I love it.
Well, what I mean, but is that normal? Because it's like they seem to feel like I have some obligation to have a relationship with them just because they're attracted to me.
Well, nothing's normal in this world, is it? But I would say just the hit I'm getting is that they want you so much that they get angry if you don't see it, feel it, and want to do it too, you know? That's the hit I'm getting in your case. It's different for everybody, of course, but let me just look into it more deeply. Is that okay?
Sure.
Ooh. Okay, let me just look. What's happening with Marie and this mojo and the guys? Is it what I saw? Is there anything else added to that? Well, I say they're impatient. They, like, want you right now. Have you noticed that? They want it to happen right now. They want your response right now. Have you noticed that, Marie?
Yeah, and, like, they're not willing to put in any work. They just think that they just should have me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know what happened there. Maybe we have to give you another one, another mojo. Put a little something extra in it that they got to work for you or whatever. You know, every time I do a mojo, and there's all different kinds and types, in fact, on my website, if your listeners want to get one for free, just go to my website. It's godisalwayshappy.com. godisalwayshappy.com. Look for the blue headphones. Look around there. You'll see a place where you can click, and you will get an MP3 mojo, it's called. No matter what happens, everything is always okay.
Ooh.
So you can hear me do one, and it has music and all that stuff that I don't do just on the radio like this, because I don't have all the music behind me. But you can play it over and over and over and get a feel for it. Then I have others on my site for nominal prices. But you know where I got that one? Kind of embarrassing to say, but what the hey? I was sitting on the toilet.
Oh, Venus, I love you.
I know. It's sad, isn't it? But this is how I work. And it just came to me. It came into my head, and so I had it. I taped it, wrote it out, taped it, and put it up. And I get a lot of testimonials off that. And you know, the reason I think that happened is, whenever we're around water, people like us who are really sensitive, and probably a lot of people who are listening here, in the shower, haven't you noticed, or by a lake or the ocean or toilet water, whatever, it's easier for the other side to come through to us, the spirits, beings. I call the people that work with me the high beings, although there's all kinds of others, too, around, but I only let the good ones in. Unless I'm working with somebody who has some bad ones, and I have to deal with them, but... So when you're around water, they use water. They use that to get in. I don't know how it works, but my mom, we were a lot alike. And my daughter's just like us. We're three peas in a pod. And her daughter's like us. They're four peas in a pod. But my mom used to hear things in the growling of her stomach. I know this sounds nuts. My mom was very level-headed, actually. But she would say to me, you know, I've been hearing voices in the growling of my stomach. And I go, okay, Mom, that sounds all right. And she would hear it in the running when she'd be doing the dishes, you know, running the water or running a hose outside or even back to toilets again. Sometimes you hear the water running in the toilet, you know, in the tank or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Have you had this experience, Marie, with sound or the voices coming through water? Also, they can come through like the radio, the television, on computers, some kind of energy. Well, we kind of ran off there another direction, but
I definitely feel it in the shower.
And
then there's always, and I think this is for everyone though, it always sounds like the phone is ringing when I've got the water running. Like,
interesting.
Yeah.
It's a whole huge world out there, and I fully expect that at some time in the future, we won't need people like me, mediums, sensitives, telepaths, whatever. If you want to contact the other side, you'll just be able to call them up, in a sense, with some kind of instrument, and you'll be able to talk to them. And when my mother died, I kept saying to everybody, I want my mother to call me. I want her to call me. I want a phone call. And everybody, I knew what they were thinking, of course, because I'm a telepath. They were thinking, poor Venus, she's taking this really hard. But, you know, there's whole books written about who called. It didn't happen. However, I got one of my mother's friends from college. I don't know that I ever met her. My mother had talked about her a lot. And she just said she'd heard from my mother. She woke up in the night and she said, Margie, is that you? My mother said, yes. And she said, call Venus.
Aww.
Call Venus. And that was my call from my mother.
Well,
happened
that's
kind
sweet.
Of differently. But, you know, the other side, working as a medium, one of the things my mom did, I woke up in the night and sat straight up in bed, and I was awake, but this it was like an electronic telegram or something energetic, and it whooomed right in front of my face. It was a cameo picture of my mother. It just whooomed right in my face, and then it went away. It was like it said, I'm here, I'm fine. It was like she'd gone someplace and sent me a telegram. I've never heard of this before. I've never seen it in my work. I've never read about it, and I'm widely read in this field. But I mentioned it to a friend of mine, and he said, my father did the same thing.
Hmm.
Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Well, what do you know? That's what I thought. It's just not normal. Anyway.
Well, I'm going to put out the number again in case anyone wants to call in for a reading. 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. And if you want to get that mojo, go to godisalwayshappy.com. I actually have a bunch of Venus's mojos on my iPod, but I don't have the one for everything. So I'm going to go download it later today.
Oh, yeah. That's the free one.
Yeah.
Right, you don't have that one. Yeah, look for the blue headphones and just click around there where it says. And that also gets you on my mailing list, and then you get my juicy news, and you get in the pot for free readings with me and, you know, other stuff. So.
And you're very candid in your blogs.
Oh, yes. That's different than the juicy news. My blog is my true life. That's what you're talking about, the blog, right? What are you talking about?
Well, the blog, the emails, whatever I get in my email.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have a blog, and it's called My True Life, where I tell about my life and everything that happens to me. It's not really geared toward what I do for work. It's just geared toward my odd life and giving people a good laugh to get the day started. It comes out every, I think it's Thursday. You can go to godisalwayshappy.com/blog to find that. godisalwayshappy.com/blog. The juicy news. To get that, you find the blue headphones.
Okay.
But that I send out twice a month, and that's stories usually about people I work with and the odd things that I work with, very strange, unusual, common. But I always get people's permission, by the way. But the one that's coming out, I think, this Wednesday, what are we? What is this, June?
June 3rd, I think.
Yeah, it'll be June 5th. 2013. I say that because everything's podcasted anymore. But anyhow, it's called A Naked Lady Gets in Trouble. It's about a woman I've been working with. And yeah, she gave me the okay to talk about her and what happened and what we did about it.
There are a lot of naked people in your life experience, Venus.
Seem to. You know, it's probably because I'm always taking my own clothes off. I'm always getting caught at it, too. I get hot, you know, I take my clothes off. And then I have this house that's almost all windows, and I'm always getting caught. You'd think I'd know better.
Oh, my goodness, Venus. Rolling, I'm wondering, I'd love you to do a reading on me, but I don't know, I mean, is there anything that you're sensing that I need to know or any kind of angle that you want to look at with me? Usually, I always ask about relationships, but...
But is that all that's going on in your life, relationships? You know, I was thinking about relationships, aren't we all? I was thinking about people like us, and I assume you're like me. We're super, super sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking it's some kind of gene, you know, that makes people, well, there's probably different kinds, but people who have this gene, from what I've noticed, we're super, super sensitive. We can go way up or way down. We often have issues of one kind or another, but we're also very creative, you know, artistic, writers or artists, or we have really unusual minds, or we can do the work we do as mediums or psychics or readers, inventors. It can be anything. But what we also have a tendency to do, or many of us, is if this gets out of hand, if it gets out of control, this ability, this sensitivity, it can really wreck us. And some people channel it into drama, a lot of drama in their lives, or relationships, and you know, you get obsessed. Some people do it into drinking or drugs. I found early on, after I spent a lot of time putting it into relationships, that it had, and a couple of phobias, which I specialize in, I started really channeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned to put it into my work, and no matter how bad my relationships were going, I always said, no matter how bad they are, I'm not going to have bad relationships and be poor, too. So I made this ability work for me, so I've always been really, really good at my work and what I do. Have you noticed this with you? Are you any a bit like this?
I'm pretty flighty. I'm all over the place. I'm really unfocused. So I'm sensitive, and I have a lot of passions and interests, but I don't really get much done.
Okay, well, let me look at that then, all right?
Okay.
And while I'm doing this, whatever I do, whenever I'm working with somebody on the radio, because I do free readings on my radio show every week, I always try and help a lot of the listeners, too. That's what makes it more interesting to all of us. So we're just going to be talking to you and anybody else out there who's listening who may need to hear this. So here's how I work. So let's say I'm on the phone with somebody, because I work on the phone for the most part doing readings, and I say hello to you like we're doing. I guess I fall into the sound of your voice, because I almost never meet anybody I ever read for. I don't know them, never well know them. I don't know all the people they ask me about. And it's kind of nice that way. In a sense, it's easier than having somebody. I used to read in person, but that takes a lot more out of you. You know, it's easier this other way. So I look at Marie, and I just chat with you a little bit, Marie, and then I'll ask you things like your age, hair color, what kind of work you do. It helps me tap in, and then I'll ask who you're asking about or what your problem is, hair, kind of work. Because when I'm looking for people, well, there's how many millions of Maries do you think there are in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And how many Bills and Toms and Harrys and Lucys? You know, I got to find the right one. This is quite an accomplishment, don't you think? You got to find the right one or it doesn't work. So then what I do is, like when I'm working with you, Marie, I would come up to you and I see you within my mind. And sometimes I see a person as they really look, and sometimes it's in a different way. And I always ask the high beings to be with us and to bring the best through to help this person in the most effective and happy way possible, because I always work for the good. I don't specialize in scaring people or terrorizing them. Although I am truthful, so I will tell you if you've got a bad boyfriend or whatever it might be, won't I, Marie?
You'll say way more than he would want you to say on the air, that's for sure.
That's for sure, but normally that's private, but we didn't give his name or anything. So, all right, so then what I do is I look at this person I'm working with, in this case you, and I kind of walk around you, which I'm doing right now. See, I believe that the mind travels faster than the speed of light. Bam! Like, I work all over the world. As soon as I call for somebody, bam, it's there. I'm there, you know? So I'm walking around you, and when I'm working with somebody on the phone, I don't have to keep talking all the time, but on air, you know, of course you have to. You can't have dead radio air. So you hear me mumbling along just to keep it going. So I'm walking around, looking at Marie. And now, Marie has told me that she's flighty, so what I'm doing is I'm trying something new lately. Normally I go right inside a person's head. I ask permission and I go in. I always ask permission. What doesn't consciously know, it can be troublesome because I get caught in people. I get caught in their heads. I take them on and I can carry them with me and I can suffer more than I need to. So what I've started doing lately is just walking around and looking at a person. And if I have to go inside, I do. And then I found that when I do this, I see things, I'm shown things. I see pictures. I hear words, sentences, which I've always done. But it's like there's somebody or some buddies beside me feeding me information. So we're going to just see how this works with you. Okay, so she said she's flighty. What do you have to say about that? Well, the thing is, they say you're too talented. You're very talented. You're like the person I was describing earlier about these kinds of people who are sensitive and can do so many things. But you also are here because you're a spot picker-upper. What in the heck is a spot picker-upper? There's a dot of interesting things here and a spot of them here and a spot here. You run to all the spots. You know, like those colored dots they put on some ice cream? Sprinkle over the top. You're one of those, Marie. You're a dot picker-upper or a spot picker-upper. You go and you look. You see this bright color, that bright color, and you pick it up. And you want to taste it, feel it, experience it. Does this sound like something you would do?
Yeah, I call it shiny object syndrome.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? I'm a dipper.
What's a dipper?
A dipper. Dipper means I like to dip into all kinds and parts of life. I dip in, get the feel, chew it up, spit it out, run out, try another one. I'm a dipper. But you're a spot picker-upper, or what did you call it again?
Shiny object.
A shiny object. Okay, you're attracted to these, like I saw them as colors, as round dots or colors. So this is what you do, and that's not a picture really flighty, but in this world with a journey laid out, a program, of what we're here to do and experience, because I believe that everything is God, and we're all God having experiences. So as God, part of God, or whatever you want to call it, God comes in to experience different things, and so different parts of us, of God, do different things. Some are happy, some aren't so happy. Usually it's a mixture of both. A lot of times we say, if that's true and I were God doing this, I certainly wouldn't have chosen this. I've said that many times, but I still believe what I'm telling you. So let's see what else you do here. What else does Marie do? You like to know about things. You like to listen to things, and then you suck it all in some way. Like with the radio work you do, and you think about it, and you put it up like you line it up on a board, even like a chessboard sort of, and you see how the pieces are laid out and where the next one can go and what the pattern is. Am I making any sense to you with the way you think?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely look at a lot of things. I don't view myself as being that logical, but I definitely try to look at patterns and in my life and in my friends' lives, and I'm always trying to learn something new.
Well, that's the checkerboard. On the checkerboard, different place up. It's like sometimes you reach toward one and you pull it out and you put it somewhere else. I think maybe you like to switch things around to see something over here. Let's see how it works over there. I'm trying to figure out what they're trying to show me. A lot of times it's like playing that game. What's that game called? You're trying to figure out what they're trying to say, you know, at a party. It's a party game, but anyway.
Charades?
Yeah, that's it, charades. It's like that. So they're showing me that you do this. So you may not understand what they're saying right now, but think about it, because you do this a lot. You're very curious to see if I take this person or this idea or this thing, take it from here and put it there, how will it change things? Change things in life or change things in the pattern. Maybe you've got a certain pattern going on in your life or somebody's life, and you can take a piece out and move it to see how it moves the pattern. Well, that's very interesting, at least to me it is. Have you ever thought of yourself as doing that?
I don't know. I'll have to think on it.
Okay, if not, do it. This may be something that you can do. Maybe an innate talent that you have. And if they're telling me that, it's got to be, because I believe them. So you can look at your life, the patterns in it, the journey, look in other people's lives and patterns, and just imagine if you took out this piece and put it here, how would it change the way your life is going, let's say, or the way somebody else's life is going? How would it change it? Would it make it more satisfactory or less? Would it change the whole color of the life, or would it make not much difference? Do you work with people like that? I mean, do you counsel people? I don't know.
Well, people often come to me for help and advice and stuff, but I don't do it professionally.
Okay, well, counseling is counseling. but yeah, well, practice on them then. They're not paying on you, practice on them. And just tell them, well, I'm trying something. This lady told me I want to see what she means by that. So what I would do is I would look at them and the way their life is going, look at the past, the now, and the future, and then just say, well, let's pretend that instead of doing what you normally do in a relationship, and they always have the same things happen over and over, or the boyfriend or the girlfriend is doing this, you know, the same patterns, that more out here that you need to think about that I'm seeing, but I don't have the whole book on it. You know, they're just trying to show me real quick. So let me see what else with Marie. Is there anything else you want to tell her? What else with Marie? That you're doing a lot of good work, that you're getting people to think of things they've never thought of before. You've been opening a lot of people's minds. So something about you is attracting people who need to have their ways of thinking opened up or changed. Mm. So are you aware of that, Marie?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. I feel almost like I think where I'm my judgment about being scattered and flighty is that I feel like I do a lot of good, amazing work in the world and I make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And I'm not financially compensated for it. So I look at it as, does it have less value because I'm not?
No. No. Let's go back to what I said about me. I just decided I had all these issues, but I wasn't going to be poor, too. What I did was I just made a decision. I said, everything that hurts me, everything that's harmed me, everything that's caused me to suffer, I'm going to have it make me make money. I didn't realize or understand what I was doing exactly, but let's look at me right now. but I had this huge, rich past when I did what my family and friends considered very stupid, ill-advised things. But, oh, my gosh, I've learned 1,000,000,000 things. I have so many entertaining and rich stories and things that can help other people. And by doing this, I make a living. You know, I did it before and other. I've been in multi-level. I made a ton of money in multi-level. I've been in real estate. I've trained for big companies and traveled all over the world. I've done all kinds of things. But I always took what I had learned from my own life and I turned it over into gold. First of all, you have to realize that money is good. I love money. I think money's pretty. It's beautiful what people do with it. I mean, I like weeds in the field. And there was one time when my mother and father had to sell all the furniture in the house just to feed us. I never even noticed. Oh. I can live poor. I can live on nothing. But I love being rich. I love in between. So I think there's nothing wrong with money. A lot of people are convinced there is. I think it's the way we're brought up. Religion, society has a lot to do with it. Start looking at your belief systems. I'm talking to you and everybody out there who's listening. What are your belief systems? If you start thinking about what do I believe about money, let's just start there because we have kadillions of belief systems. What do I really think about money? It's bad, it's evil, or people who earn it don't earn it rightly, then they're immoral, or you know, there's a million things. So where did you get those ideas? I bet you a dime to a dollar that none of those ideas are yours. You don't really believe that way. You picked them up from society or the people you grew up with or people you hung out with or school. You got it somewhere else. So, Marie, you need to look at why you don't have money and why you're financially poor or whatever and what's wrong with having money. Nothing's wrong with having money. Like with the reading thing, you say people come to you for advice. They always came to me for advice, too, and I would practice on them. I called it practicing. I would just practice what I was learning and what I was told I could do. I was told I was an empath, a medium. I could do all these things. I didn't know it for, gosh, until I was really old. But so I started practicing. And then I noticed, Marie, that nobody took my good advice. So I said, you know what? They're not going to take it unless I start charging. So I started charging people a dollar a minute. Then they started taking my advice. And then I started, you know, I worked at Hay House for a number of years as a host there. I was overwhelmed with business because they're very popular and my show was all over the world. I was so overwhelmed that I had to take 2 months at a time off because it made me sick. I was trying to help everybody. So I had to raise my rates, you know. And occasionally people will say to me, well, you charge so much money. You know, I don't think, you know, they think I'm terrible because I charge a decent amount. And they say, you should do this for free because this is a gift. And, you know, I'm just always stunned by that. And I say, if I bother, I say, well, you know, if I wasn't making a living at this, I'd have to have some other job, and then I wouldn't do this at all. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with what I do. People, I charge by the minute. People can have as little or as much as they want. They're in charge. And, again, I think if you have a gift or an ability, too, people who say to me or anybody else, you shouldn't charge because this is a gift, you know, what's wrong with them is what I have to ask. What's wrong with the way they think? It doesn't work like that in this world, maybe in another world. So back to you, Marie.
All right. Thank
Start
you.
Start charging. And, you know, people appreciate paying. I also I give out a free reading on every radio show, which is every week. I give a free reading with every juicy news that comes out. You know, I can give out, if everybody hears their name, I can give out 6-8 free readings a month. I don't think I'm doing an injustice or hurting people. I'm trying to help them. I do a lot for free, but I have to make a living. And so do you.
All right.
And so does everybody. So do we all. We live on the earth, and the earth demands it. And if you want to keep it at a lower level, if you don't want to make more than $100 a month, well, that's up to you. But if you want to make more, go for it. I always tell people when I'm working with, you can say what you want to make or bring in every month or whatever, but always add or more. And I always say from good sources. You don't want to get it from car accidents or whatever. You want to get it from good sources, and you want to be open for or more. You want to be open for the abundance of the universe. There's plenty for everybody. And just look at it this way, too, folks. If you're prosperous and you have a lot of money, think what you can do to help people. Look at Bill Gates. He's out vaccinating the world. He's out trying to save lives. Look at Buffett. You know, look at all these people who go out. Bono. I mean, I think they're really fortunate because they can be philosophers and they can, not philosophers, but that too, but not philanderers. What's
philanthropists.
What?
Philanthropists.
The philanthropists. Thank you. I knew we'd get there. So if you have a lot of money, you can do good. You can spread it around. You can do good, help the animals, do whatever. But if you're poor, what can you do? There's only so much of you. You can't help everybody. You can help one at a time, but you'll exhaust yourself trying to help the millions of people. So go out and make a bunch of money.
All right. Thank you, Venus. Well, it's time for a break.
Okay.
And are we ready for a reading if someone wants to call in?
I'm ready.
Cool. Okay. So if you want to get on the air and speak with Venus Andracht, 604-822-2487. She can look into your mind. She can look into the mind of someone that you're dating or your boss or your mother or your kid. Whatever questions you have, she can look into it and hopefully help you out. So 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. And if you want her blog or her mojos, more good energy in your life, you can go to her website, godisalwayshappy.com. And you can also hear her on Contact Talk Radio, which is an online radio station. Contact Talk Radio on Tuesdays at, I believe, 1 p.m., right, Venus?
Yeah, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And they're all podcasted on my site. You can find it there.
Awesome. So godisalwayshappy.com. We will be back with more synchronicity in a couple of minutes.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Film Festival is taking place at the Downtown Vancouver International Film Center from June 14th to 16th. It will be featuring some of the best Chinese films from the small island of Taiwan. come and experience a different world and get to know more about the many groups of people living in this awesome city. For more details, please visit twff.ca. Again, that is twff.ca.
Well, I don't know what is going on there. Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. We have this new system, and it is just, I don't know what happened. Anyway, so welcome back. I was playing music instead. So welcome back. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're speaking right back. She is on Contact Talk Radio, and you can find her as well at godisalwayshappy.com. And it seems like people are shy today. 604-822-2487. If you want to get on the air and ask Venus a question or get a mini reading, normally on her show, people are kind. And on this show, what happens is people call in the last 5 minutes in the show and say, can we get a reading now? No, you can't. You got to call in right now if you want a reading. 604-822-2487. Welcome back to the show, Venus.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I was thinking during the break, I also paint, and I have something called afterlife portraits. I don't know if you know about those.
Oh, okay. I do know about some of your art.
Yeah. Well, we talked at the first in your house. Why have one that you don't like or that's drab or bad feeling, you know? There's a lot of stuff like that. I put a lot of good energy in to make good things happen for you. And so all the paintings are filled with good energy. And then when people buy one, I just ask them what kind of personal mojo they'd like me to put in it for them. So I do that, and I write it out in the back. So you always have it there bringing you good love life or good health or good fortune or whatever. Well, I'm doing something else now. Just it's like I don't have enough to do, right? this lady who's a reader told me that the angels, the beings, wanted me to do something other than that, along with that, to help people, and that they wanted me to start doing this afterlife portrait work, which means, as I see it, what I do, somebody has somebody or somebodies they love who's passed over to the other side, you know, parents, kids, whatever, friends, and they miss them. I mean, you know, it's like my mom. I'd love to have her with me. I'd love to sit down for tea. Even though I'm a medium and I can talk to the dead, it's not the same. You can't have tea with the dead like you could in life, you know. I can't just run down the road and say, oh, mom, you know, this is, it's not like that anymore. So, and also people who have pets. I'm one of them. You get really deeply attached to your animals and they die and you're bereft. Well, I said, I can do that, too. I can bring them through. So they're not portraits to look like the person or the animal. That's not the point. Although if you want it done and you email a photo, it's always helpful, but I don't need one. I have other things I need, like a name, you know, and a few other things. But what I do, think about you and the name of the person or the pet that's passed over, and I just wait until it comes through me. And I fancy that I have a way of doing this because in my art, I often talk to artists who are dead that I enjoy their work and I want them to help me. Like I always call on, or often call on Matisse, sometimes Picasso, Raoul Dufay, Bonnard. There's a bunch of them, you know. I don't play too much favorite. But and I always feel they come through and people often say, oh, my God, that looks just like something da-da-da-da-da. Or, you know, And so I do call in, and we all can do this. We can call on dead people to help us, even famous people that we would never know in life. And often you will get their help. It's like a lot of them are standing by. So what I do with this is I just call on the person who's passed over or the animal, ask to show themselves, and I bring it through. And I just start painting. What I do with all the painting I do is I don't think. If I start thinking, I'm in trouble, but I don't think. I just let it come out. And I let the colors come out and the movement and the way it is. And so with the afterlife portraits, they're all different, and there's all different kinds, you know, than me. They, that's my dog, or that's exactly. And they see things in the painting. Oh, that means this, and this means that. And they tell me it feels like they have them with the person of the pet with them, and they can feel them, and it's very comforting, and it often will help greatly lessen the grief. I have one lady, I painted her brother who died when he was 23, and this was quite a long time ago. It was in the 70s. He was a co-pilot on a big jumbo jet in England, and the pilot had a heart attack, and the whole plane went down, took everybody with it. It was a huge, huge deal. And she's never been at peace since about this. And she's a friend of mine, so I went over to her house, and I did it with her there. And while I was painting, I was bringing through things that the brother was saying. And she was saying, that's right. He would say, that's right on you, this and this. And I got so cold and so hot, and I was just sweating, and I'm freezing and tingling. He was, like, in me. It was really miserable. It's hard to do. But you can see that painting on my website if you go to artmojos.com. That's plural, artmojos.com. All my work is there. But on the left-hand side on the home page, if you look for afterlife portraits, you can see that painting and what she and I said about it and how I do the work and what I charge and if you want to, what we do, that kind of thing. But that's kind of new. That's new for me. And I'm finding it very interesting.
Cool. I look forward to seeing how that develops.
Well, me too, because it's like whenever I do a reading, also, you know, a phone reading or whatever, I never know what I'm walking into. I never know what's going to happen. It's always interesting for me and always, you know, unexpected. Just like when I said to you, what was it, those round dotted things, I called them something. Oh, you do spot work or something? I mean, where did that come from? I hear the oddest things. And I've trained myself, no matter what I see or what I hear, to say it. And a lot of times when I say it, it means something to the person. If it doesn't, I say, well, think about it. If it still doesn't, let it go. Like I was talking to a fellow a while back, a phone reading. He's in another country. And I saw a great big green dragon, like a Chinese dragon, and I mentioned it to him. No, he didn't know what I was talking about. I said, well, you know, I just have to say whatever I see. And then I was showing him a place I saw, a flat area with all kinds of people, and they were doing certain things. And I said, oh, my God, now I know what you're talking about. He said, I always have this daydream where I go to this island. There's all these people doing the things you said. And the entrance way into this daydream is this great green dragon.
Wow.
Now, if I hadn't had the nuts to say that, I would have missed a good part of the reading. So I'm training myself to say all the odd things I see.
Cool. Well, Venus, I'm getting emails and texts here from people saying that they're shy to call in. So
hey,
I'm wondering,
why are they shy?
I don't know. They don't,
I mean,
they
know,
don't know
I'm
what
just
to expect.
A regular person.
Yeah.
Are they afraid? Because I don't tell people bad things.
I don't know. But I'm wondering if we can do a bit more of a reading on me since I just had a breakup, if you want to do that while we're waiting for someone to call in. Is that cool with you?
Sure. Did you break up with the guy I talked about on the radio?
No. Well, that was old guy, like year ago. But yeah, no, there was a recent breakup, so I'm going to ask you about him. But I'm going to go to a break so I can tell you his name off the air so we can keep a little bit of privacy. But we will be back with more synchronicity in just a moment. We are speaking right now with Venus Andrecht from the Dear Venus Show. You can hear her on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock Pacific time on Contact Talk Radio online. And her website is godisalwayshappy.com if you want access to her artwork and her mojos and her hilarious blog. So we will be back with more synchronicity momentarily.
In workshops, garages, kitchen tables all around Metro Vancouver, people make stuff. Once a year, we gather to show off the stuff we make, to teach and to learn, from urban gardeners to quilters to robot makers. Hey, guys, I'm trying to make a promo.
Sorry.
Join us at Vancouver Mini Maker Faire, Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd at the PNE Forum. For more info and to buy tickets, visit vancouver.makerfaire.ca. That's Maker Faire with an E!
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are speaking with Venus Andrecht from godisalwayshappy.com. And so she's going to look in and do a little bit of a reading. And someone texted and said that they don't want to talk to anyone who's passed on. But you do more than that, Venus, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I do. I talk to live people most of the time, either like I talk to you and I'm going to go find this ex-boyfriend, I'm going to talk to him, I talk to your dogs, I talk to everything. I talk to trees, you know, I talk to everything. By the way, if people want to hear me on the radio, it's every Tuesday. I've got a show tomorrow, and the Dear Venus Show on CTR Radio. And the first 20 minutes or whatever, I just take phone calls. No, that's not right. The last half an hour, 35 minutes, I take phone calls. The first 20 minutes or so, I talk about whatever I want to, whatever topic it is. Tomorrow, I'm going to the other side to look for Amy Simple McPherson. She was a famous evangelist in the early part of the century, and I'm going to ask her a few questions about her scandalous life. But no, I mainly work with living people and all their problems. The dead don't have as many problems as we do, usually. Okay, so let's go to you. Off air, all right, you told me his name and his age. Is there anything you can say on air? So what I like is that people know what we're talking about or who, and they can picture it in their mind so they can follow it better. Otherwise, it's kind of boring, you know?
So he's tall and has dark hair, and he's kind of, I call him adorably clueless because that's pretty much why I had to break up with him.
Okay.
Really good heart, but not very skilled in the type of relationship communication that...
Okay, well, don't tell me any more of that, because
okay.
I need to find that out myself. But you said he's an electrical engineering student.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk. I don't want to give too many details on the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you say why you broke up with him? You told me that.
Yeah, because it was just too dramatic. I wasn't getting what I needed, and he kept making promises and breaking them, and yeah.
Okay. Sorry about the slip-up there.
No, it's okay.
Okay, well, let's do this. We're going to go find him. Now, his name is blank, and got his age here. All right, so let me go find him. Da, 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 da. Now I'm looking. It's like pages of a book flipping to find the right fellow. There he is. Okay, he's coming in, and I'm saying to him, I'm a friend of Marie's. Can I talk to you, please? You know, consciously, he doesn't know I'm doing this. So whenever I'm talking to anybody, or you, or anybody in the audience here, they don't consciously know. They're not going to say, my gosh, who is that woman you sent? But at a deeper level, they will be responding to me, and they'll either say, yeah, I can talk to him, or not. If they say no, I just back away and say, thank you very much. I don't push myself. I don't make things, I don't do voodoo, in other words. So,
do people often say no?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes they do, and then I just don't do it. I don't go there. Sometimes I try and sweet-talk them a bit. Sometimes all they need is to feel more comfortable with me. the person I'm that I've found are people, and once they get to know me a little bit, they let me in because they know I mean well. Okay, it's very important that they understand I'm here just to help. So I'm going inside him. All right. I know that you and Marie split up. How do you feel? Well, you broke his heart. He feels very sad and sort of lurchy. You know?
No.
But he holds himself, has his pride, he says. Okay, do you understand why she broke up with you? Do you understand that? I'm listening. He's sort of gathering his thoughts together. Was he slow to gather his thoughts or slow to speak or slow in some way?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Well, that's what he's doing with me, too. Okay, what do you want to say? How do you feel? But he doesn't understand. He says, well, why? It's almost like he's a little kid all moon-eyed saying, but why? But why? It feels like he adored you and still does. And he feels like he gave you everything he could, his heart, his whatever. Is that true about him?
It didn't feel that way. I know he said those things, but it didn't feel that way on my end.
Well, he's saying those things to me, too. So let me see. She says you take... He doesn't know how. He doesn't know a lot. It's like he's not grown up yet. He's like a little boy in short pants and a big body. And I think it's almost like he comes on to you as though you were his mother. Does that make any sense?
Sorry, I had a call coming in. Are you saying, yeah, like a little kid, you said?
Yeah, and he almost looks at you or treats you or thinks about you as his mother.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, okay, and he just sort of moons around. I get the sense he followed you around. If he didn't do it physically, he was doing it in his mind and emotionally, just watching you, trying to please. He would turn this way or that way. Which way should he follow? There may have been times when he tried not to be like that, so he may have been the opposite when he tried to show you he was the boss. But it feels like he was always trying to please. He put you in the mother role, I'm sorry to say. And do you know if he was always trying to please his mother or she was a perfectionist or there was a problem with the mom?
I don't know the details, but I know there's definitely a problem with the mom.
Well, and it became your problem. And so I think that's what effectively actually broke you up because he couldn't treat you as an equal. He couldn't be the lover or the boyfriend to you the way you wanted because he was treating you as his mother. Now, you may not know this and may not have thought of it, but that's very strong here. I think that's the problem. He hasn't emotionally grown up. He's like a little boy in short pants inside himself. And he doesn't understand why, once again, he's been turned away. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds pretty bang on. But is there anything I can do to help him fix it?
Oh, no, because what he needs is therapy. He needs to go back through his childhood and to the whole relationship with his mother and have everything undone and put back in place. It's like a whole thing. It's marked him. He's been stamped. And he's going to have this trouble throughout his life, most likely. Has he been married or had long-term girlfriends? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah.
That he has?
Yeah.
And how did it go? Obviously, he's not with him.
Well, I'm amazed that he had long-term relationships,
yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah,
I don't know how they stayed. I mean, and I don't mean to say it in an insulting way because I do care for him and I think he has a good heart. It's just I couldn't live with that.
Yeah, but you know why? Because you're a pretty strong woman and you're independent and self-made and all of that. And I'm seeing that those women weren't up to what you are. And so they tried to please and they tried to make it work. And they, you know, how women can do, we can hang in there until our last breath practically when we finally have to call in a fresh horse to take over the guy. You've gotten him this far, somebody else take over from here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's basically what I'm seeing with him, and he's just like a little kid. He's like, he doesn't know why you left or why you did this. It's just like he doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it. And so now what he's going to do, he's going to go out and find somebody else, and it'll happen to him again.
Yeah.
Unless there's somebody who's willing to mother him, that's what he should really look for. Maybe an older woman or a motherly type, somebody who will mother him, which he never seems to have gotten. his mothering wasn't right. It's just like kittens. If you take them away from their mother too young, they're never right. He's like that.
Mm. Can we send him some love or something?
Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to send him some good mojo, and I'm going to send some to you at the same time. I'm going to sort of split it up. So everybody who's listening, you'll hear what mojos can be like, although they're all different. But I make a lot of noise and carry on, so don't be alarmed. And you know, I'm going to send it out to everybody out there. If anybody else needs help with love or problems in your life, things that you've been damaged by, take it on. You know, it's only good. You may feel tingly or trembly or itchy or hot. You know, you may not, but if you do, don't worry about it. Okay, here we go. All right. First of all, I'm going to hit him and then go on to you. Woo! Bam! Bam! Woo! Woo! Bam! 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 I'm just putting a lot of a rod of energy up to him, make him strong and stand up straighter. And bam! Bam! Then I'm going over to you. Woo! 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 Woo, 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 to clear all that out, feel no guilt, bam, clear you up for the next step, whatever you're going to do, bam, mojo, mojo, woo, woo, woo. Okay, everybody out there, boom, 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 mojo, mojo, woo, 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 woo. You can see why we all laughed at our mother when we did this. She did this to us. But you know,
you
a lot
know
of people
that?
Think
They're
it's nuts until they get hit with it and they feel it. They go, oh, wait a minute.
We've got the next DJ Chris Horrific. He's going to be hosting Parts Unknown here in the background, and he's like, what is going on this show today?
I know, I hear that a lot. People laugh until they find it can really work.
Well, we only have 2 minutes left in the show. I wish we had more time, Venus, because you are so fun to talk with. Is there anything that you want to add or say? I'm going to give out your website again as well.
Gee, just read my stuff. Come to my shows. I'm here to help. That's what I do in the world. I enjoy it. I love it. I'm just here to help. If you need help, you know, contact me, email me. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you.
You're a delight. I certainly enjoy learning every aspect of your private life. I love doing this. I love looking into people's lives. I don't know why. I love to read memoirs, and I love to read people's lives. I'm just very nosy, but very nice about it.
All right, Venus. Well, thank you so much. I love you. Namaste. Have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Take care. Thanks. Bye. So that was Venus Andrek. She is the host of the Dear Venus Show. She's a show thing that she just did. She is on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock Pacific time on Contact Talk Radio. Again, her website is God Is Always Happy. Venus Andrek from Mum's Sprouts next week about how you can grow magical fun sprouts in your kitchen. And it's very inexpensive and organic and all of that good stuff. And there's like lots of nutrients. And anyway, I'm super excited, as you can tell. So we'll be back with sprouts next week. And coming up in just a moment here on CITR is Chris Horrific with Parts Unknown. So I'm going to send you lots of love. Be well. I love you so much. Namaste.
When I was a kid, I didn't have much, but I knew Father's Day was coming up. And I wanted to get my dad something